This morning, we're talking trees.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Biff might want you to leave, but we hope you stay. We've got certified arborist John Eisenhower with Integrity Tree Service here to take your questions at Rosie on the House.
Now, in December, you talked about the importance of storing nutrients and all the root activity that's going on for deciduous trees during the leaf drop time. If they don't drop their leaves, does that do anything for our stone fruits production?
Well, you know, stone fruits all have chill hour requirements. That is, they need a certain number of hours of cold weather below 40 degrees in order to be able to produce fruit. And we normally sell here in the valley stone fruits that have a low chill hour requirement. There are some with 400, 500, 600 hours chill hour requirements, which we very seldom reach here. So you can put those trees in the ground, but they won't bear fruit. They'll just be a beautiful little shade tree, but it'll never get fruit. Most of our chill hour requirements are in the 150 to 200 hour chill hours. And those varieties do quite well here.
And
but on a winter like this, we may not get that 150 hours. So you may have some beautiful trees that might bloom in the spring, set some flowers. But if they haven't had the chill hour requirements, those trees may not bear fruit this season. We might have to wait another full year and then start accumulating those chill hours again, starting in the new year.
Which goes back to proper planting. If you've got a nice variety of citrus and stone fruits and different chill hours, you know, there will be times
there
where
you go.
One's not going to produce or the other. You know, sometimes citrus, you may get a freeze and you cut back, and it's going to be another year or two before you get that fruit back. So have a good variety, and you don't need a lot of space to do that. You just need good planting.
Right, right. And sometimes, you know, people will even plant the same tree, several trees in the same planting hole, which is an interesting twist on a cocktail tree. You can take a couple of 5-gallon plants and put them in the same planting hole, let them kind of grow up together. And that's another way of conserving space. And if you've got a very, very small yard and you don't have the room to be planting two or three or four trees, sometimes that's an option. Where you can plant the trees in the same basic planting hole and then let them kind of grow up together and build a single canopy tree, but it'll have fruit, various types of fruit on it.
Now, what's the most chill hours you would recommend? You said 150 to 200. Have you ever pushed it farther than that?
You know, I haven't myself. I think 200 is at the top end. You know, you would be only getting fruit maybe once every 5, 6, 7 years if you're above that 200 mark. So yeah, usually you know, consult with your nurseryman and ask them for those, you know, fruits with the highest you know, predictability. The lowest chill hour requirements. There are some really great fruits that have been developed in the last few years that have really very low, reasonable chill hour requirements. And stick with those, and you'll be a lot happier.
On our January Talking Trees, we've got quite a busy list. Shall we hit a few more points before we go to our calls at 1-888-767-4348? That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
Yeah, just again about citrus, be careful with all of your frost-sensitive trees. I know we don't have any frost forecast right now, but be sure that you're...
Don't get lazy. Don't get caught sleeping.
Leaving them alone. Yeah, you want to leave those citrus alone. They like to keep their winter coat intact. You know, we have had late frosts. Occasionally, you get a frost even as late as April. So don't be lulled to sleep thinking that this mild weather is going to continue all the way through till summer. So leave your citrus alone until after the 15th of February. That's kind of our target time. It's the last average day of frost here in Arizona. We have that can vary all the way up till certain parts of town can have a freeze an average frost into March. But end of February is a good target time to before you start cutting back any frost damage or starting to trim your citrus and other frost sensitive trees like your ficus trees and others. Leave those alone for right now. As far as evergreen trees, you know, you can do a little bit of trimming even now. You can start those trees that have made it through the holiday season that are looking a little bit rough, a little bit ragged. You can always do a little bit of trimming on all of our trees, even your deciduous trees. If you're just doing a little bit of minor grooming, you don't want to be doing some heavy cutting back of any trees this time of year in the middle of winter. Just like we don't recommend heavy pruning in the summer. You don't want to be doing heavy pruning this time of year. But if you're doing a little bit of grooming, a little bit of tightening up, just to improve the shape of some of your trees where you have a maverick branch hanging out here or there, of course you can do a little bit of trimming on that without any risk to the plants. Just, again, dosage is the key issue. You know, reducing dosage in the middle of winter and middle of summer.
We'll get to the calls right after news break.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.